Hi everyone, here's Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. As I do at the end of every year, it's time to just reflect and do a retrospective of the year. But I don't want to do a nostalgic one. I want to do a retrospective to learn. Projects are a direct reflection of the world we live in. And this year is the year of strong pressure. Pressure for results, pressure for deadlines, pressure for costs. It was an year where execution spoke much louder than the speech. Planning stopped being a competitive advantage. It became a survival requirement. Budgets became tighter, schedules became more aggressive, and mistakes became much more expensive. At the same time, this year was the year when artificial intelligence moved from promise to practice. And not as a trend, but as a real tool in daily project work. AI supporting the planning, AI accelerating risk analysis, AI helping us to create executive reports in seconds. But one thing became very clear related to AI. AI does not fix poorly structured projects. Those who try to use AI without method got frustrated. Those who integrated AI into their processes, they gained productivity. AI didn't replace the project manager. It replaced the improvisation. And even with all this technology, people remain the biggest challenge. You know, fatigue, overload, smaller teams doing more at the same time. And burnout showed up again. So people are just tired. And many projects did not fail because of technique. They failed because of human exhaustion. People are just really tired. Communication became a critical risk. Leadership stopped being a position and it became a shared behavior across the team. Another important lesson this year was the end of these ideological battles in terms of project management. Agile versus waterfall or versus predictive. You know, it lost relevance. What worked was context, the right approach to the right problem. Hybrid teams, tailored models. It's like what I say all the time, the Swiss Army knife. Each tool is perfect for a different type of context. The best framework did not win. Adaptability did. And maybe the biggest shift of the year is this. Project became more strategic. There is less space for puppet projects or decorative projects, less space for initiatives without clear value. Every single project now carries a simple question. Why does this matter? And it was the year of pressure and learning. And just to anticipate, for me, 2026 will be the year of choices. And this is exactly what I will talk in the next episode that will be the last episode of 2025. I want to take this opportunity to wish to those celebrating Christmas a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. But next week, we will come back for the final podcast of 2025, talking about what should we expect for the new year. Okay, for 2026. I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.